Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a wonderful Monday morning. Took a couple days off to take care of some honeydews here at the house. But I did want to just follow up on what we were talking about on Friday. And that was affirmations that actually work and why they actually work. So remember what we said. Instead of saying something like, I have $1 million in the bank, which is not true or may not be true, say something along the lines of, what having $1 million in the bank would allow you to do, or would how having $1 million in the bank would make you feel. Maybe it would give you the freedom to make choices in your life that you don't have right now, or you don't feel you have right now. Maybe you would feel just that release of stress from your monthly bills that come in. Maybe it's the pride and happiness that you have in being able to provide for your family. Maybe having $1 million in the bank gives you the ability to donate to the charities and causes that really mean something deeply to you and give you that joy and happiness. And so your affirmation changes from, I have $1 million in the bank, to something more along the lines of, I'm so happy and grateful that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. Maybe I'm so proud and happy that my family can depend on me to provide all that we need. Something like that becomes your affirmation. And so that's step one. The second part is, once you have your affirmation, now you want to create an image. A mental image of what that affirmation looks like, feels like, use all your senses, smells like, tastes like, sounds like. If you reached whatever it is that you have in as a goal, what would it look like? Where would you live? What would you wear? What would it feel like? You know, how would it feel to get a hug from or a kiss from your loved one, so proud of you for accomplishing what you had in your goal? What does it taste like? What would the taste of that victory dinner be once you achieve your goal? And the reason that the visualization is so important is because that's the way that we create a more accurate, definite, concrete image that our gatekeeper conscious brain can send to our subconscious, so that it will create an emotion to create a motion to achieve our goals. So we need that visualization to be as real as possible so that the gate would be open. You know, you don't believe that your brain can create an image that is so real that creates an emotion? I mean, do you have trouble believing that? Think back right now to the last time you had a truly terrifying nightmare. One where it woke you from your sleep. You woke up, your breathing was rapid. Maybe you were crying. Your heart was racing. All based on images pulled out of the thin air by your subconscious brain. And yet, in the real world, physical world, as you woke up, your body functions were racing, sweating, tears, breathing, heartbeat. Now it's time to use that same power of your subconscious mind for good instead of fear. Create a visualization, a dream, a daydream, that's so real, so concrete, so definite, your conscious brain has trouble deciding whether it's real or an image. And that image gets sent down to your subconscious mind, which creates an emotion, an excitement, a happiness, a joy, to start acting like you have those things already. All right? Tomorrow, I want to talk a little bit about faking it till you make it and where that fits into this. It's not what you may think.